The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Guess what time it is? You know what it is. It's time for Boat Smart on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And you know who's here with us, Stefan Schmidt.
I am here.
Hey, he is the king of Boat Smart and sponsored by Key Marine. So tell us everything and how are you doing,
Stefan? Yeah, good morning. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the number. Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is our website. You can check out all our specials, the consignments, those kind of the engines they have in stock as well. That website has everything on it. Or you can give them a call because I know they answer the phone out there, 850-492-0487. So check them out. They have Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, and that Cox diesel engine that they just took that one on
several months.
Yeah. And so they're trying to get the word out about that as well. And remember, they do MerCruiser product as well and trailers too. So they can take care about all your boating needs out at Key Marine Center for sure.
Oh, that's great. Well, now is the time because they've been sitting in your driveway. I know people got their boats out. I saw the last weekend a lot of boats out.
There's been a lot of boats out. Now, the weather's kind of messing us up a little bit. You know, this week don't look that great, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
Do you have any advice about that? Because I was thinking about, they just had a, I don't know where it was, but where a boat had capsized because of a sudden storm.
I've seen that. That was up on Lake Tahoe, I believe.
Yes, that's what it was.
I've seen that.
How do you watch the weather? I'm sure she has some tips on that.
The problem is you never know.
Right?
So you have to try to be prepared for the never know. And in that situation, I don't know all the details, but I kind of looked at that one because we talk a lot about safety. I'm assuming there was a storm came up, so there was lightning, right? And a lot of times people will get down in the cabin during lightning. It has a lot of people on that boat, and there were some waves in that area that was pretty high. I thought around 8 feet or so that came through, and the boat capsized. Well, if you're inside the cabin and a boat goes over, that's a major problem, you know, trying to get out of a boat in that situation. Even if you have an open boat and it goes over, right? And you get hung up under the boat. That's another scenario that can be dangerous, deadly. You know, you got to be very careful and pay attention. And that storm came up quickly, apparently. But I always look at the weather. Okay, I like to forecast out and I look at the weather. And sometimes I'll, you know, in Florida, you never know. They have bad weather forecasts, and you go anyway, and it turns out nice, right?
Right. But it's those pop-up showers.
The pop-ups will get you. You know, that kind of stuff. We got 4th of July coming up next Friday. A lot of people will be on their boats, right? And always on 4th of July, storms come in, right? So the best, you know, thing I could tell you is to always be prepared for the worst thing.
Okay.
You know, I know it's hard to do, but life jackets should be always readily available where you can get to them.
That doesn't mean stuffed in the hole in the cabin underneath the box. In the
underneath
back.
All the coolers and everything else, right?
Right. You know,
and that's what happens a lot of times. But in this other scenario, that appears to be what happened, that the boat went up, you know, capsized, and they were probably hunkering down in the cabin because of the weather and the rain, and it went over that way. And that's just a difficult, difficult situation, you know.
But there are things you can do. You can monitor the weather before you go out, but while you're out, right?
Yeah, I always look at, I look at several weather forecasts. You know, I have several on my phone. I look at my computer.
Do you have some go-tos you can recommend?
You could just go on and look up weather. I have, there's several of them out there. I got AccuWeather. I use Channel 3 Weather. There's a couple MSN Weather, actually, I use, and it's pretty accurate as well. And I just kind of forecast my day.
There you go.
And see what it looks like.
Okay.
You know?
Now, speaking of the 4th, with all those boats out there, you got any tips on boat safety for the 4th?
The main thing is make sure your lights work if you're going out and watch the fireworks by, you know, all your navigation lights. You want to make sure 100% that your lights are working.
Right.
Okay?
What about distance between other boats? See, I've been out there in the last couple of years.
Have you been out on the water?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, outside on the Sound side of the Pensacola Beach for that.
Okay,
fireworks.
So you go to Pensacola Beach. I go down to Pensacola Pensacola show and watch it from the bay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we got down there 1 year and we were too close.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. My boat
and
was
then
too
close. The stuff started showering down on the boat. Right, so I'm thinking, what is this hitting me in my face? These hot charcoal pieces of stuff.
Yeah.
And we figured out that we were too close to the fireworks, and the wind just happened to be right,
to
bring it over.
Wind, for sure.
So it doesn't hurt to go back a little ways to get away, you know?
Yep.
I kind of go between the fireworks and Three Mile Bridge, you know, and get in between somewhere in there.
Right.
And be prepared for an awesome sunset, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That last year we were over there, and the sunset was beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So when you go, anchor up, there's plenty of room in the bay, okay? And just be prepared. Make sure your lights are working so when you're headed back, you know everybody knows where you are and you know where everybody else is by the navigation lights.
And Soundside, they do the fireworks on the beach from the barge,
which
is typically anchored right off of, if you're looking straight out from Bamboo Willie's, really, it's right there. So, but again, a certain amount of feet, I can't remember what it is, but it has to be a certain number of feet away from that.
And I've never done that show. Now, I have done Milton show over on the Milton Boardwalk. That's pretty cool. I've done that in by boat. And that's neat. We spend a day up on the river and then come back down and watch the fireworks. And, you know, it makes for a long day, but it's fun.
Oh, you know?
And since it's on a Friday,
it's perfect.
You don't have to make any plans for Saturday. You can rest and relax a little bit, you know.
Don't have to go back to work the next morning, which is good.
But I think the main thing on a night show like fireworks is to make sure your running lights are working. Of course, all your safety gear and stuff should be there, you know. And if you go out early, drink plenty of water and be prepared for, you know, that long time on the boat. So.
Should you anchor?
Yes.
Because I noticed some people kind of just driving around, and that didn't seem safe to me, and it's just
I put an anchor down.
Okay.
You know, and I go there probably about an hour before dark, get settled in, you know, plan my dinner and everything while I'm there, you know, and just anchor up and do it. The water there is probably 20 feet, 25 feet in that area, somewhere in that ballpark where we anchor up. And, you know, it's just make sure your anchor and all is good, your rope is secure and that kind of stuff, you know, so make sure all that's good as well.
Okay. Yep. This is a pep talk with Boat Smart and Stefan Schmidt. He's a Marine Services instructor at Georgetown Technical College and also an expert on boating, as you can tell. And if you have a question, text it in at 850-437-1620. Now, this is a comment from Jake, so I'm not sure about this one.
Okay.
But I'm going to share it with you anyway.
Can we put it on the air?
We can, but he says, what about welding to to join boats together to make a double wide?
Yeah, you know.
LOL.
You could do that. And
at your own risk.
We have this thing going back and forth on Facebook right now and a text. He sent me a text yesterday. So
I had a feeling.
Yeah, so he's working on a double wide. Yep. John boat.
Oh my goodness.
It works, you know,
if that's what
you want to do.
Okay.
But I did tell him, I said, you need a lot more horsepower on there. Because you can't have too much horsepower.
Okay.
So always max horsepower, maybe a little more if you can get away with it.
Yeah, there you go.
So him and I have this back and forth going.
That's pretty funny.
Yep.
Well, if you have a serious question, you can text that in as well, 850-437-1620. So a lot going on, and I know we got a little off topic, but I did want to get those safety tips in about the 4th while you're here.
Yeah, and I plan on being on the show next Friday, and we'll talk about the 4th and safety and stuff like that. And then we got Blue Angels coming up. We'll talk more about that on next Friday and how to handle
that
show.
Yes.
As well, you know, as far as boats. People are already complaining about parking out at the beach, right?
They're already complaining.
We're 2 weeks out, right?
Yep.
So we'll talk to you about how to park your boat out there.
There you go.
That'll be important as well. You know, it'll be a good show.
Good.
I kind of like the ad lib part where we just kind of go in and off my notes a little bit. You know, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't mind doing that. You know, I just finally got the Cape Horn show up on Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade.
I saw that. Yeah.
And I incorporated a lot of pictures and stuff. And I thought that YouTube show turned out really good. Did you enjoy it?
I saw that you had posted it, but I haven't watched it yet. But tell people where they can find it.
Yeah. So you type in Boat Smart on YouTube with Tricks of the Trade, and that'll bring it to my channel, okay? Mm-hmm. My channel has some Yamaha outboards on the picture. You can find it pretty easy. And I put all my shows that I try to record here onto the YouTube channel, so we're able to download the audio and everything. And I put some extra video and stuff in that, and just trying to get another platform to let people know what we do at George Stone, you know, and give them some advice and that kind of stuff. So last week we did it from the actual classroom.
That's right. It was sort of,
and I had
really
some
fun.
Students there, and then we had some fun with that. Mm-hmm. You know,
they sounded good. They were a little less shy in your classroom than they are here.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, right. And I videoed that also, so I'm working on that one as well, and trying to get it up there, and so everybody can see that. And we also went to Blazer Boats. That we talked about that last week as well. So that was last Tuesday.
Right.
This last Tuesday, 2 weeks ago. I'm telling you what, I'm on vacation right now.
You are?
Yeah, for a week.
Sound like it.
I know. It don't sound like it.
At all.
And I've got all kinds of stuff I'm trying to do while I'm on vacation for the school. I'm trying to get some grants and things going on right now. So I'm working on stuff behind the scenes, you know, trying to get some new product in there and stuff like that as well. So we went to Arco Marine. And that was on Tuesday. So that is located over on Navy Boulevard. Let me see if I can get my eyes to work here. Arco's been around since, and a lot of people don't know this, they've been around since 1960.
Wow.
They are a starting and charging repair. They used to be a repair place, but now they actually manufacture alternators, starters, trim systems. And what they do is they take those products from an OEM standpoint, and they research them and they make them better.
Right.
So it's a full-blown factory, if you will, for that. They have assembly lines, and all this stuff is done in-house. And when you drive by there, you would never know how big that location is. And they're located over on West Navy Boulevard, 3921 West Navy, okay? And I've known that company forever and ever. And they allow my students to come over and tour, and we get to see the inner workings of how these starters and alternators and all these components are made and how they're put out into the market. What impresses me about that location is everything is so clean when you walk in there.
This is just a guess, but from my short time with being around a boat owner, it seemed like it was always the alternator and the starter that seemed to be the problem.
I don't know why, but that's a good point, right? And when you think about that, you have to also think about the components that are attaching the alternator and starter. In other words, the battery cables and wires and stuff like that. Bad connections and grounds. A lot of times, it's not the actual starter or alternator that was the problem. It may have been the failure, but not necessarily the problem.
Okay. Is it the connections?
It could be connections. It could be wrong battery. It could be that somebody used jumper cables and jump off another boat and cause a failure, you know, things like that.
Okay.
It could be water ingestion in an engine for a starter issue. It could be water contamination where you have corrosion, but not necessarily just the component failing.
Okay.
Right? So when you talk about that, you talk to my students, especially when we talk about troubleshooting. You also not only have to troubleshoot and say, okay, well, the problem or the failure is the starter. You also have to figure out why did that starter fail.
Okay. That makes sense.
Right? Yes. So you have to kind of backtrack a little bit and figure it out, right? We had a boat in the shop we were working on. It was, a 50-horsepower Mercury that had a fuel problem. And what we determined was the high-pressure fuel pump was failing. Okay, we ran it up on the dyno, and I got some video of that. We ran it up on the dyno, and it started dropping fuel pressure. The engine started slowing down, right? So we started investigating. Well, what happened was there's some fuel line restrictions. So the failure wasn't really the fuel pump.
Right.
That was the failure was the actual restrictions in the fuel lines causing the fuel pump to be robbed of fuel at wide open runs or, you know, high RPM runs, causing it to heat up, and it eventually failed.
Okay.
The customer's having problems for a couple years, and they kind of sent it around different places. Nobody could figure it out. They can't. You know, I looked at it, and I was like, my students and I, and we noticed a couple weird things on the fuel lines, and there was a fuel restriction, and, you know, I thought it was just going to fix it when we fixed the fuel lines, but it didn't.
Oh.
So we ran it again and figured out, okay, now we also have this problem caused by the fuel lines.
Oh, gosh.
The wrong size fuel lines, the fuel lines delaminating inside, all these kind of things. That's why it's very important to have Key Marine look at your engine if you have a failure, because you may be able to almost troubleshoot it and fix it, but you're not really fixing the problem that caused the failure.
It's the old expression of putting a Band-Aid on it and not getting to the source of the problem.
And it may run for a little while longer. Maybe, you know, your starter goes bad and you replace your starter, and a year or two later, your starter goes bad again. Maybe, you know, and you're like, why am I always replacing starters? Well, it's not the starter.
Well, I wish you told that to my brother back in the day.
Is that on a boat or a car?
It was a boat.
Okay, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So it helps to know that stuff, you know, and understand why things fail.
Right.
Right. So there's more to it than just replacing parts.
Okay. Well, if you've got a question for Stefan and you've got something that you've been replacing, you maybe you could 850-437-1620.
Exactly. Exactly. So just don't start replacing parts. Understand that when something fails, there's a reason for it. Like if you blow a fuse, there's a reason a fuse blows.
Really?
Okay. Yes. There has to be a reason. Okay.
This is so outside
now, the reason, you know, not likely that the fuse is the actual failure, but it can be. Mm-hmm. It can be a fuse just, you know, has a failure and it blows, whatever. But if you continually do that and you're replacing fuses, you need to figure out why it's doing that. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you don't up the amperage on the fuse. If it's a 10 amp fuse, you don't put a 20 in there. You know, don't put a paperclip in there. I'm giving people bad ideas or whatever.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, you always figure out why it's doing what it's doing.
Okay. That's great advice.
And that's troubleshooting. Mm-hmm. Troubleshooting 101.
Well, we're lazy because we want a quick fix.
Say again?
I said we're lazy. We want a quick fix.
Well, you want to go boating, right?
Yeah.
Well, you could be cheap too. But in the long run, you're causing yourself a lot of money. Yeah, or both, you know? Yeah. And in the long run, you're actually costing yourself more money.
Yeah.
You know, in the long run, that's for sure. I did want to touch on the Zeus product that ARCO has. And this is very interesting to me because technology has gone to smart things, you know? And we went in there, and what Zeus, and I don't know the 100% all the capabilities of what it does, and I'm learning about it. So it's a high output alternator system, okay? And they're using what they're doing is they're charging batteries to run your electricity in your boat. Like solar panels, you know, can charge batteries, and you can run a refrigerator and all this stuff.
Right.
So they're using inverters to charge batteries to run your refrigerator, your stuff. Basically, it's taking over the generators that are in the boat, the gas or diesel generators.
Okay.
These systems are doing that. They're very heavy in the RV systems.
Mm-hmm.
You see a lot of RVs that are going off-grid, if you want to hear that, you know, and they're using solar panels and batteries. This system is designed to help to help that customer get basically off-grid where they're not relying 100% on fuels.
Wow.
Right?
Okay, that's pretty
huge.
They're
relying on recharging batteries and stuff. So I thought this system was pretty neat. And they're developing this at ARCO here in Pensacola.
Wow.
You know, so if you look up Zeus, ARCO Zeus, you'll find that information on that. And I just think it's really cool. But one of the parts that really intrigued me was they have smart batteries.
Okay, what does that mean?
The batteries communicate.
Really?
Back and forth with the components of the Zeus system. The inverter, the alternator, all the components, and your app that you have on your phone. Everybody has apps for everything, right? And all these things. And this system actually communicates back and forth with the batteries, letting it know I need a little charge here. I need to transfer some pull or, you know, draw onto another battery, this kind of stuff. So it actually is pretty smart in how they develop all that.
So this sounds like the wave of the future. This is where we're going
well,
in the future, right?
We're there, you know, in a certain point. And again, I'm not against battery operated cars or boats if they can do it. That's fine too, you know, as long as, you know, you don't make me buy one of those, I'm happy. You know, I've just bought battery lawnmower and weed eater and a blower for my house, and I love the stuff, you know.
Oh, okay.
Is it gonna last long? I don't know, but it sure is nice right now. I don't have to worry about gas and oil and all that stuff, you know.
Okay. So, I didn't even realize I had those, so I've learned something today.
There's a place for this stuff, you know, and there is a major place for this Zeus system in RVs. That's their main market, but they are putting it in boats as well.
Interesting.
So it's very interesting.
Yeah, that sounds great.
My students loved it.
They must have loved it.
Yeah. And just to have these kind of businesses like Cape Horn, Arco, and, you know, Blazer Boats, and all these different businesses that people aren't even aware they're here in Pensacola.
Amazing.
And they're hiring our people, you know, hiring our students and people in our community to help at these locations. And it's just awesome.
It does sound fantastic. What a great thing.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep. 850-437-1620. Maybe you have a question. Maybe you have a comment. Maybe you have a problem with your boat. I'm more than happy to try to help you out on that as well. Just give me a call or text, 850-437-1620. Yeah, the show last week was fun at school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my camera went down, so I had to use the school's camera, so I was scrambling.
Oh, no.
To get you know, when you got a new product and trying to figure it all out. You
right?
know? So I'm running two cameras. I'm running my phone and another show and trying to get all this stuff put together. So when I come in here to the station, I'm already thinking about what I'm going to talk about. I'm thinking how I want to set up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these things. And sometimes it's like, I'm going to be off for a week. What am I going to talk about next week, right? We'll figure it out. We're going to talk about safety, of course. But there are some times where I'm thinking, I have so much to talk about.
He brings in a list for me every time.
Every time I bring a list in, I try to be prepared about that. You know,
I love that.
I
wish you could pass that on to some of my other guests.
Yeah, you know, they could come in and learn from me, right?
Yes, they could.
I'm here to teach you. Yep.
He's our quintessential teacher right here.
So we're having it. We got two more weeks left in summer school. We got a week off right now.
It's flown
by.
Then
we got two more weeks. And then the students are off for 3 weeks. Get this. And now I think I'm off for a week, maybe two. And then we go back to August where we start our in-service and all that stuff. It's so fast-paced that you don't even realize.
Yeah.
You know, it'll make your head spin.
It seems like you were just talking about that you were going into summer, and now you're almost done.
Yeah. We were just talking about it 4 weeks ago.
Yeah. That's amazing to me. I have no sense of time anymore.
Yeah, and when I have time off, I really don't even know what day it is anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's crazy. And so we did forklift training at school yesterday.
How did that go?
That was fun.
I'm not sure that would be a good thing for me to try.
Yeah, well, you gotta go online and do the safety course. I'll send you the information on that. Okay.
I'm not sure you want me behind the wheel of a forklift.
We're actually signing Mr. Brooks up, our principal. He wanted to do the safety course,
funny.
So I get to teach him.
You need to video forklift. That. Okay, that could be good ammunition for you down the road.
I did video the forklift training too.
Right.
And you know, number one thing with our forklift training, number one is what?
Safety
100%, right? Yeah. So that's
the very like
thing.
That.
Number
I'm
one
smart
thing.
Smart like that. Yeah.
And I taught the students how to maneuver the forklift. What I do is I have had three pallets set up. One pallet had four square boxes on it. The other two pallets had 5 gallon buckets of water.
Oh gosh.
I fill them up all with water. I make them move them to one area up a hill, stack them against the wall, stack them up. They move the whole stack back, and they have to do this without spilling a drop of water.
I'm shaking
right?
my head.
They spill water.
Okay.
You know, so we were just having fun with that part of it. So I had four or five students that did it yesterday, and you know, it's fun to watch them learn, and they get better and better the more they maneuver that. Well, at the end of everything, we had a little game we played, and all the students competed that were able to drive the forklift, where we had a bucket sitting there with full of water, and we had three other buckets sitting on another pallet, and they had to pick up the bucket with the fork, move it over, and sit it on the other top of the other buckets that were very close. In other words, you had about a half an inch. If you messed up, the buckets would fall, right?
Oh, no.
So we had some fun. It's kind of like forklift Jenga, I guess, or something. I don't know.
Right, Jenga, forklift Jenga.
We had a blast with that.
That's
and I had
great.
A prize. We timed it, and the student, you know, got a prize for being the fastest one.
I think it's got to be fun taking these courses with you, because it sounds like you do so much to keep
we
your students
like
entertained
have a lot of fun.
And fun. And make
We have a lot of fun.
It's
I had a potential
job.
Student stop by the Wednesday. I went in at 4 o'clock and met them, and we had a fun, and I talked to them about the fun things that we do.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I see one little note you have here, and we've got to wrap it up now. We're down to our last
already.
Minute, but slow down and learn. This is not a race.
We try
Tell
to teach
that.
People that slowing down to learn, and a lot of times they work too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think we're all guilty of that.
B said that on the show last week. He had to learn how to slow down some, you know, so that always helps.
Yep.
So as we get into next week, we'll talk more about that. And, you know, I just got a running thing of notes that we just keep working on. And hopefully I'm entertaining, but I'm also helping you guys out there to learn about boats.
Okay. So Stefan Schmidt, Marine Services Instructor with Georgetown Technical College, and he's also here representing the sponsor of the show, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Again, your YouTube page?
Yep, it is Boat Smart, Tricks of the Trade.
And you can also hear it on our website, NewsRadio 92.3. Click on podcast, click on Boat Smart, and you can hear every episode.
Every episode.
All right, Stefan, thanks a bunch. We'll be back, but I've got our friends coming in for a little Frisky Friday coming up next.
See y'all next week.